Life at Boys Town. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Boys Town Broadcasting, America's famous city of little men, founded a quarter century ago by the beloved Father E.J. Flanagan in order that homeless, abandoned boys of every race, creed, and color might come together to build themselves a new life in a new world. Father Flanagan is not present in the studio personally for this program, but his voice will be impersonated. So join us now, won't you, as we present another picture of life at Boys Town. But first, a word from Father Flanagan.
Last week, we began a most eventful story of life at Boys Town, wherein the simple plans for a more or less routine day for our three heroes were suddenly turned topsy-turvy by several unexpected and definitely undesired happenings. It all began quite normally with Lester Scott, Perky Johnson, and Sleepy Peter being driven downtown by Mr. Norton, who was on his way to Council Bluffs. The boys were to take a lawnmower to a shop for sharpening, pick up one that had been there for repair, and return to Boys Town by bus. Because the mower they were to pick up was not yet ready, and because waiting for it would get them back to Boys Town too late for lunch, Mr. Norton gave Sleepy some money so they might have lunch at a restaurant before returning for home. Well, leaving the mower just inside the restaurant door, the boys had their lunch, and then Sleepy discovered he had lost the money Mr. Norton gave him. Lester was very unhappy about it all, especially when learning that they must pay for their lunch by washing and drying dishes. But with enough money, only enough money for bus fare back to Boys Town, the dishwashing and drying had to be done. Well, as we pick up our story today, Perky is just finishing wiping the last dish.
There. That's that. Well, come on. Let's go. May I say we could since we finished?
Yeah. Go ahead, Sleepy. Right out that door there.
All right. Golly. I just thought of something horrible.
What's that?
It's my turn to push the lawnmower.
Oh, well, you only got to push it to the bus station.
Yeah, but... Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Lester?
If you fellas was beginning to think this is a bad day, you wasn't wrong. Look, the lawnmower's gone.
Gee, many crickets.
Are you sure it's gone, Lester?
Well, look. It ain't just inside that front door there where we left it, is it?
You don't suppose it could have rolled off somewhere, did you?
Not by itself, it didn't. If it did any rolling, you can bet there was somebody back at the handle encouraging it.
Gee, many crickets, Lester. What are we going to do?
Well... There's the man that owns the restaurant, up there at the cash register. If anybody walked out with that lawnmower, I guess he would have seen him. Come on, we'll go and ask him.
Yeah.
Well, finished with the dishes already, boys?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I had to make you wash and dry them, but it's only fair, don't you think?
No, but that's beside the point.
Well, we're worried, mister.
Worried?
About our lawnmower.
Lawnmower?
Well, when we came in here, we left it right here beside the door, and now it's gone.
Did you see anybody walk out with it, mister?
Now wait, just wait a minute. You say when you came in here, you had a lawnmower with you?
Uh-huh.
A big, heavy one that went click, 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 click when you pushed it.
Hey, what were you boys planning to do? Run off with my lawnmower?
Your lawnmower?
That's what I said, yes, my lawnmower.
Oh, gee whiz, mister.
That lawnmower's mine. I had it down at the shop in the next block being sharpened.
But, mister, that
Yeah,
was...
you thought it was somebody else's, huh? Figured I wouldn't know the difference and let you walk off with it if it was here. Why, I ought to... Okay, go on, you kids. Get going. Get
but,
going.
Mister...
Get going. Get going. Hello? Yes?
Come on, Todd. I guess we got to.
Huh?
I don't know if this fellow's trying to steal our lawnmower, but...
Yeah.
That's the boy, Todd. Tell Father Flanagan.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, you kids. Stay here.
Oh, gee whiz, maybe he's going to have us pinned.
For what? We didn't do nothing.
Quiet, you kids. What was that, Mr. Cole?
Gee whiz.
Yeah, I see. Well, thank you, Mr. Cole. No. Tomorrow will be quite all right. Goodbye. Boy, that was a good one. I thought you kids were trying to swipe my lawnmower. You know who that was I was just talking to?
The FBI?
No, that was Mr. Cole.
Oh.
He runs a lawnmower repair shop. From what he tells me, I guess the lawnmower that was here was yours.
Well, sure it was.
Well, what happened? Did Mr. Cole come up here and take it?
No. You see, here's what had me all confused. I had a lawnmower over at Mr. Cole's shop. Yesterday, he told me he thought it'd be finished today, and that as soon as it was, he'd have somebody bring it over to the restaurant here. So when I saw the lawnmower, I was sure it was mine. I never looked at it closely. He just called to tell me that my lawnmower won't be ready until tomorrow.
And you thought we was aiming on getting away with something that wasn't ours.
Well, I'm sorry about that, boys. I apologize.
But where's our lawnmower now?
Well, by now, I expect it's under my back porch.
Under your back porch?
Yep. A neighbor of mine was here about 20 minutes ago. Said he was driving on home. So I asked him if he wouldn't take my lawnmower along and leave it under the back porch for me.
Oh, me. Oh, can you get him to bring it back here?
Well, I'm afraid not. There's no way I can get in touch with him. He doesn't have a telephone.
Jiminy crickets, what are we going to do now?
Oh, I can bring the lawnmower back here in the morning.
Well, golly, we can't wait till morning. We're already way late in bringing it back.
Ain't there no way we can get the lawnmower now, mister?
Well, can't think of any. Unless you boys want to go to my place and pick it up yourselves.
Well, where is your place?
Oh, just up here on the next street.
Oh, well, that ain't so bad.
About 2 miles west.
Oh.
Jiminy crickets. 2 miles?
How many feet is that?
Too many. Way too many.
Well, would you pay our bus fare to go out to get your place and get the lawnmower, mister?
Why, yes. I'd be glad to, boys.
Well.
Only there isn't any bus runs out that way.
Oh, me.
Well, looks like if we want to get the lawnmower, we'll just have to walk out and get it.
Well, here, I'll write my address on a piece of paper for you.
2 miles.
There you are.
Thanks.
It's a big white house. You can't miss it. Set back off the road about 200 feet.
Hmm. 2 miles ain't enough. We gotta walk part of another one to get to the backyard.
Oh, come on. Let's get started. Jiminy crickets, if anything more happens, it's gonna be about midnight before we get back home.
Oh, who's gonna push the lawnmower from the man's house to the bus station?
Well, you was the one who was to push it to the bus station, Lester.
Yeah, but not from there.
Now, let's not argue about who's gonna push the lawnmower to the bus station. We can all take turns. First you, Lester, and me, and Sleepy, and then you again.
Well, how come I gotta push twice?
Well, it's your turn to push, ain't it?
Oh, me. I thought I was lucky getting out of having to push the more up the hill where we'd get off the bus yet.
Mm-hmm. We better get started, fellas.
Yeah, come on, Lester.
Oh, me. And to think, we argued over who was to make this trip to town. More and more, I'm getting to understand what is meant by them words.
What words, Lester?
There's no place like home.
There's the number there on a door. This must be the house, all right. Big one, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, where's the back porch? Well, they usually build it back porches in the front, but there ain't no room on the side. It's in the back, of course.
Oh, gee whiz, Lester. You don't have to go and get mad.
Who don't have to go and get mad? This lawnmower chasing and extra pushing, as well as that dishwashing and drying business, all of it's your fault, Sleepy. If you didn't go and lose that money Mr. Norton gave us to pay for our lunch, we would have finished eating, paid our bill, got our lawnmower, which would have still been in the restaurant at that time, and got on the bus and off at Boys Town already.
Aw, quit making Sleepy feel worse than he does about losing the money, Lester. Crickets, there's no sense crying over spilled milk.
Well, maybe not. But why'd you have to spill it all over me?
I don't remember spilling any milk.
Oh, quiet.
Well, here's the back porch the lawnmower's supposed to be under. Must be a door around here somewhere. Oh, there it is.
Whiz, it sure be good to get that lawnmower and finally start for home.
Well, it won't be long now, Sleepy. Uh-oh.
Is it locked?
You saw me try to open it, didn't you?
Oh, gee whiz.
Hey, here, let me try pushing that door open. Oh, me.
Gee, many crickets. Ain't we got the lock, though?
It's one thing after 96 others. Oh, me. Now what do we do?
I wonder if he's got the key hidden around here somewhere. It's under a rock or something.
Well, I ain't going to lift no rocks. I can tell you that right now.
Well, gee whiz. What do we do?
Wait a minute. I just happened to think of something.
If it's got anything to do with rock lifting, just happen to forget it, will you?
Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with rock lifting.
Well, what is it then?
The man at the restaurant said the lawnmower was brought here by a neighbor, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what he said, Perky. That's what he said.
Well, maybe the neighbor's got the key. Or at least knows where the key is.
So what?
So let's find the neighbor and ask him.
Yeah, find the neighbor and ask him. Where are you going to find him? All this open land around here. Don't look to me like this fellow that lives here has got any neighbors.
Well, there's a house down there about a half mile. See it?
Well, how can you be sure the fellow who brought out this lawnmower don't live in the other direction?
Because that house there, even if it is half a mile away, is the closest one. I guess if that restaurant man has any neighbors at all, they must live down there.
You want me to walk down there and ask the man if he's got the key?
Oh, golly, Sleepy, would you?
Uh-uh.
Well, What'd you go and ask such a question for?
I was hoping you'd say no.
Oh, me. What a day this is. And it ain't even over yet.
Well, look, one of us has got to walk that half mile to ask about the key. I guess nobody wants to after just walk 2 miles and with 2 miles walk back coming up. Well, somebody just has to walk down and ask about the key.
Well, quit looking at me, will you?
I ain't looking at nobody. Now, what's the best way of finding out which one will go?
One of you two volunteer?
No, Lester.
That's the best way I can think of.
How about drawing lots?
Well, lots of what?
Oh, I mean straws or something. The one who draws the short one goes to find out about the key.
Oh, golly, Perky. Can't you think of a better way to find out which one of us has to walk all the way to that house down there and back?
Well, what other ways is there? You want to pitch stones to a lion or something?
I'll tell you what. There's plenty of stones and big cinders around here. We'll toss at that tree over there.
Yeah, that big broad one over there?
Yeah, okay.
It's okay by me.
Are you too, Sleepy?
Uh-huh.
Well, go ahead, Sleepy. You toss first, and then Perky.
Yeah. Let's see if there's a nice big cinder around here. Oh, there's one.
Come on, hurry up.
Well, now, just give me a minute to get set and take aim with you.
Well, for goodness sake, quit aiming so long and throw that cinder.
Oh, gee whiz, Lester, I don't want to miss that tree.
You better not.
Why?
Oh, well, didn't I tell you? The first one to miss goes to find out about the key.
Huh?
Now, wait a minute, Lester. You didn't say them was the rules.
Well, I was taking it for granted you knew the rules.
Well, I thought we was going to throw at that tree, and the one who was the furthest from hitting it would go to see about the key.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I didn't say that, did I?
You didn't say anything. That's the whole trouble. No wonder you were so eager to throw last.
Oh, I didn't even think about the fact that throwing last would give me a better chance of not having to walk down that house and back. I was just being polite. That's all. Letting you fellas toss first.
Well, you can be rude if you want and toss ahead of me, Lester. I don't mind.
Me neither.
No, sir. You fellas said it was okay to toss at that tree to see which one of us had to go find out about that key at this door here. And just because you didn't understand the rules, it'll play. Ain't
my fault. Understand the rules, and we didn't even hear them.
The first one to toss and miss the tree goes. Now, if you fellas don't want
all right, Lester. All right. Chisler.
Who's it?
You are. Here, Sleepy, give me that cinder. I'll toss first.
No, it's all right, Perky. I don't mind losing.
Oh, give me the cinder. Thanks.
Gee whiz, did you hit it, Perky? Did you hit it,
too? Uh-huh. Oh,
I was bending down here picking up another cinder. I wasn't looking.
Well, go ahead, Sleepy. It's your turn.
Boy, do I hope you hit it, Sleepy. And Lester will have to go.
If I miss... And I bet you I won't even have to toss my stone at that tree.
Chisler.
Who's the Chisler?
You are. Go ahead, Sleepy.
Yeah.
Hooray! You did it, Sleepy. You did it. You went and hit that tree right smack in the middle.
Well, gee whiz. I was aiming at that tree over there.
Well, then that shouldn't count.
It should, too, count, Lester. And what's more, it does. Now go ahead and toss at the tree. And remember the rules you made up. First one to miss goes after the key.
Oh, me.
Well, we'll wait here for you, Lester. It just goes to show you how far cheating will get you.
Yeah, and half a mile. One way. Oh, I just ain't never seen it to fail. Everything that happens to me.
Look, Frankie, here comes Lester down the driveway now.
Well, it sure is about time. Hurry up, Lester.
I wonder if he had any luck.
That fire look in his face sure don't make it look like he had any. Unless it was bad.
2 miles from the restaurant out here ain't enough. I gotta walk another one. And for what?
Hi, Lester. Did you get to see the man?
Yeah, I gotta see him, all right.
Well, did you get the key to the store?
No.
No?
Gee whiz.
Demony crickets, Lester. Wouldn't he give you the key?
He ain't got it to give me.
Well, who has got it?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody's got it, because there ain't no key.
There ain't?
Oh, gee whiz.
You mean there's a slide lock on the inside of the store, huh, Lester?
Nope.
Well, then there's a hook on the inside?
Nope.
Well, demony cricket, there's something holding the door. We pushed and pushed. I'm going to get it to open.
Look.
Well, gee whiz.
Demony cricket, it pulls open.
And I had to walk a whole mile to find that out. Oh, me. I don't know what could make me feel worse.
No, I do, Lester.
Huh? Oh, what could make me feel worse?
Me reminding you that you're first pushing the lawnmower to the bus station.
Oh, me.
Hey, Lester, will you hurry up with that lawnmower? We don't want to miss that next bus.
How can I hurry? I'm weak. Besides, I'm pushing uphill.
What do you mean uphill? The street's perfectly level here.
Well, in my condition, anything that ain't downhill feels like uphill.
We're almost to where we get the bus, Lester. Just another 50 steps or so.
I doubt if I can make it.
Oh, anybody think you was pushing a tank or something?
Yeah, including me.
Say, Lester, maybe Sleepy and me better run on ahead. And if there's a bus coming, we can hold him till you get there.
Well, don't expect me before tomorrow.
Oh, he'll be up the corner before you know it.
Yeah? You mean somebody going to carry me there, unconscious?
Oh, cut it out. He ain't that exhausted. Come on, Sleepy, let's run on ahead.
Yeah.
I sure hope we won't have to wait very long for a bus.
Me too. I can hardly wait till we're sitting down on them nice soft seats them buses has got.
Well, here's the corner, Sleepy.
Yeah. Is there a bus coming yet, Ricky? Hmm?
No, don't see any. I guess maybe. Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, what's the matter?
Look at Lester back there, would you? Sitting on the curb.
Well, I guess he must be pretty tired, all right. All that walking and lawnmower pushing he's done.
Oh, it's good exercise. It'll help build him up.
Yeah, looks to me like it's torn him down.
Hey, Lester!
Oh, why don't you just let him sit there a while, huh, Perky?
Oh, but what if our bus had come along? See many triggers. We don't want to have to wait till... Oh,
what's the matter?
Hey, the bus, look, there it comes now.
Oh, hi.
Lester, quick, come quick, the bus is coming.
Oh, gee whiz, he ain't making a move.
Hey, Lester, can't you hear me?
Come on, Lester.
Well, come on, the bus is coming.
Demony crickets, what's the matter with that guy?
Hey, Lester, ain't you got the energy to get to the bus?
I ain't got the money to get on it.
What?
Oh, gee whiz, he went and lost that bus fare. Well, there goes them nice soft seats.
Oh, you know, Sleepy, it's just like Lester says. One thing after 96 others. Only it's getting to seem like it's one thing after 196 others.
Listen, I don't know about you two fellas, but I just gotta sit down and rest.
Oh, for goodness sake, Lester. You just rested back here about 100 feet.
Go on. Can't make my feet believe we didn't walk a couple of miles since we last sat down.
Yeah, my feet would be hard to convince, too, Precky. Well, okay. We'll sit down on the grass by the highway here for a while more. But not long, remember. Too many crickets. I'll bet you'll be after dark before we get back to Boys Town at the rate we're moving now.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Don't this hard ground feel soft, though?
Mm. It sure does.
Carly, I wonder how close we are to Boys Town, anyway.
Well, I don't think we've come more than 4 miles from town. That still leaves us with about 6 miles further to go.
6 miles? Oh, me, the way my feet feel, I think we're quickly nearing the North Pole.
We'll never get to the North Pole walking west.
Well, the West Pole, then. Well, only somebody would give us a lift.
Well, ain't much traffic, Sleepy. But why the folks trying to save their tires... Most of the few cars that did pass us was filled up.
Yeah.
Bet your Father Flanagan's worried about it, you know it.
Yeah. We should have been back at Boys Town long ago. Well, why don't we just wait here at the side of the road for Mr. Norton to come back?
Wait for Mr. Norton to come back? But he's going to be in Council Bluffs for a couple of days.
Well, you're going to take us longer than that to walk them 6 miles, the way I feel.
Well, it's your own fault.
My fault?
Certainly. If you didn't go and lose a bus fare, we
I wouldn't have lost a bus fare if it wasn't for Sleepy.
Me?
Yes, you. If you didn't lose the money Mr. Norton gave you to pay the lunch with, we wouldn't have had to wash them dishes at the restaurant. And if we wouldn't have had to wash them dishes, my restaurant man wouldn't have seen our lawnmower yet, because we would have been out of the restaurant. And if the restaurant man didn't see the lawnmower, he wouldn't have went and thought it was his and had that neighbor his bring it home for him.
Huh?
Huh? You think I'm going to say that all over again?
I still don't see what Sleepy losing the lunch money's got to do with you losing a bus fare, Lester.
Well, how you know we wouldn't have been on the bus and our fare paid if we got out of that restaurant right away?
Yeah, how do you know we wouldn't? You don't know when you lost the bus fare, do you?
No, but I think I had it when we were still in that restaurant.
Yeah, you think you did. And even if you did, I can't see that makes any difference now.
The main thing is that you lost a bus fare. It don't matter when.
Hey, look, fellas, here comes a car.
Give him the thumb, Sleepy. Give him the thumb.
Yeah.
Well, there's another car coming, Sleepy. See it?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm in favor of sitting right here till somebody stops to give us a lift. Even if it takes till New Year's. I couldn't walk another 6 inches.
Well, gee whiz. He's stopping.
Golly, it's our first lucky break today.
Well, come on, Lester, get out.
Let me help you push a lawnmower to the car, huh, Frankie?
No, I can do that. I'll need some help getting it in the car, though.
Well, come on, let's hurry.
All right, step right in, boys. Come on.
Gee whiz. Thanks a lot, mister. We got a lawnmower with us.
Yeah, I see. It's all right. All right, just get it in the back. Yeah, be careful. I'll look out for them windies.
Yeah, we will. Sleepy, you get in the car and sort of pull on the mower handle. Lester and me can lift the heavy end here.
All right.
Grab hold now, Sleepy.
Yeah.
Come on, Lester. Help me lift here.
Oh, mate.
Got it now.
Yeah.
One.
Easy now, boys. Easy.
Up on your side, Lester.
Come on, finger.
I can't lift it no higher.
Hey, wait a minute, boys. You got to turn it on the end there. It's too wide to go through that door that way.
Yeah. Swing your wheel over on top, Lester.
I can.
We'll hold it where you got it now. See if I can't swing this side up on top. There. Now pull.
Hey.
Pull the handle.
Get out there. Hey, don't scratch it now. Take it easy there, boys. Take it easy.
Wait, Lester. It's a little more. A little bit more. There.
Oh, boy, am I weak.
It sure was a job.
Yeah, come on, hurry up, boys. Hop in. I got to be in Omaha in 10 minutes.
Omaha?
Omaha?
Why, yes.
Hinkley crickets, mister. You're going the wrong way.
I am. For great Scott. Must have made the wrong turn coming out of that side road. Well, I'm awful sorry, boys, but I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to get out.
You will.
Well, anyway, fellas. Nothing else can go wrong. Because everything that could go wrong already did. Golly. Boys Town. I can hardly believe it.
It's a good thing we got that one lift. Even though it was only for 2 or 3 miles. If it wasn't for that, it'd be pitch dark before we got here.
I'll see. It wouldn't surprise me if it was the pitch dark of tomorrow night. Oh, yeah. I've never been so tired in all my life.
You must be tired, too, Perky. Wishing that lawnmower the last mile or more.
You want me to help you push it the rest of the way?
It's okay, Sleepy. Thanks.
Oh, golly. Oh, God, there's
too many crickets. I'll bet you he's been awful worried about it.
Hi, Father.
Oh, good heavens, boys. What in the world happened to you?
Oh, golly, Father, it'd be lots less time to tell you what didn't happen to us.
But you left here at 10 o'clock this morning. Here it is beginning to get dark already.
Well, everything sort of went wrong, Father. We thought we'd go in town with Mr. Norton, drop off the one lawnmower, and bring the other one back. We'll be here in no time at all.
Yes.
Everything sort of went wrong.
Oh, boys, you should have realized I'd be worrying about you. Why didn't you telephone?
Well, we never did have the money, Father. At least not when we needed it for anything.
Yeah, we had to wait on the lawnmower to bring back, so Mr. Norton gave us the money to buy lunch with. But Sleepy lost the money, and we had to wash and dry dishes.
Oh, that's too bad, boys. But how many dishes did you have to wash?
Millions.
Oh, it was not, Lester. There was a lot, all right, but that's not what took us so long, Father. You see, he had this lawnmower in the restroom. And the man there thought it was his. And while we were washing dishes, he had somebody bring it out to his house.
About 9 miles away.
2 miles.
And did you have to go after it?
Yeah. Then when we finally got it after a little trouble.
A little trouble?
Well, a whole lot then. Anyway, after we did get it, we walk all the way to where we're going to get the bus. And Lester finds out he hasn't got the bus fare.
Oh, what a shame.
So, we had to walk most all the way to Boys Town, Father. Oh, except a couple miles.
Well, we just had all kinds of trouble, Father, but we finally got back here, thank goodness. Sure has been an awful bad day, all right. Awful.
I'm afraid I'll have to make it worse for you, boys.
Huh? Gee whiz.
What do you mean, Father?
Well, I just happened to notice this lawnmower you brought back here is the one you took this morning to be sharpened.
Oh, me!
Thank you, Father Flanagan, for another interesting story of life at Boys Town. Next week, friends, We'll have another picture of life at Father Flanagan's boys' home for you, and we sincerely hope to have you all in our audience once again. Now, Father Flanagan says,
now, and as long as it is necessary for us to build war materials, Uncle Sam needs every ounce of scrap rubber and scrap metal. Won't you make a determined search for all scrap, and regardless of the amount, turn it in at your local salvage depot. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. It's putting off victory.
Thank you, Father. The importance of education and training is clearly brought out in looking over the requirements of the armed forces for men who seek specialized service. Yes, and also the importance of moral and physical fitness. All of these, education, training, moral, and physical fitness, all of these and much more, are vital necessities to any young man striving to make his own way in the world. To many, education and training are difficult to obtain, and to others, impossible to obtain. There is little hope for the youngster left homeless or abandoned to achieve success in later life, for success cannot be built upon a foundation weakened by the lack of such essential materials as education, religious training, guidance, and trade training. In most cases, such a youngster facing an empty life has all he can do, and sometimes more than he can do, to provide for himself food, clothing, and shelter. A quarter century ago, Father Flanagan, realizing the homeless and abandoned youngster was a lad deprived of every rightful opportunity to grow into a useful citizen, began to devote his attention to the salvation of those lives and to the reconstruction or development required to make those lives worthwhile. And through the years, thousands of boys, once facing lives of despair and hopelessness, have accepted Father Flanagan's helping hand, have gone to Boys Town, and have graduated from there, men of America, willing and able to look after themselves. Today at Boys Town, hundreds of boys are being prepared to face life's battles, are receiving proper food, clothing, and shelter, proper medical and dental care, are being given a good education, physical training, religious training, guidance, and trade training. That's 25 years gone without the aid of any federal, state, religious, or charitable organization. Today, as always, Boys Town is solely dependent upon voluntary contributions for support. Large and small, these contributions come from Americans in every walk of life, from Americans who wish to see Boys Town not only survive, for homeless and unfortunate youngsters, as the years roll by. Won't you be with us again next week at the same time to hear another interesting story of life at Father Flanagan's boys' home? Father Flanagan was not present in the studio personally for this program, but his voice was impersonated.